American audiences have the opportunity to see works by the great American photographer Irving Penn, many of which have never been seen by the public until now. Irving Penn, Beyond Beauty, is in residence at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Mary Foresta is guest curator for the exhibit. She knew Penn personally and says if his name is not familiar, his work probably will be.
I think anybody who picked up a magazine during the, if you're old enough, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, by the 70s, Irving Penn is well known enough to have major exhibitions in museums. He's got a very distinctive style, so I think you're absolutely right. You may not know the name, but you certainly know an Irving Penn picture when you see one.
Penn's career spanned from the late 1930s until he died in 2009. Foresta says we'll see Penn's creative mind on display among the photos.
These are very much more than Kodak moments because, remember, they were made primarily as he worked for magazines like Harper's Bazaar and Vogue magazine. And so many of the images, though they are standalone images and look beautiful, matted and framed and hung on a museum wall, were made for the pages of Vogue magazine to show off a Balenciaga dress or a beautiful group of Limoges china or celebrate the portrait of someone like Truman Capote for the magazine page.
In addition to Penn's talent, we will also see his wife in several of the photographs. She may be a familiar face to some visitors.
Lisa Fossengraves Penn was one of the most famous models of her day. We would call her a supermodel today. They met in the late 1940s and were married in 1950. And she continued both before their marriage and after to be one of the central figures that he photographed. And in many ways, she was his muse.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist Center, says we'll see a lot of art and history in Penn's work.
Penn was a really interesting photographer because one does get a sense of the passage of time. When you look at his work from the 30s and you look at his work from the 40s, you say to yourself, well, that's kind of what things were like, and it gives me a sense of the things that would have attracted a photographer in the 30s and in the 40s. So there is that sense of history, certainly.
Everybody who visits Irving Penn Beyond Beauty will find at least one photograph with which they can connect.
We're looking at one right now, and this one jumps out to me. The antique shop. There are many shops that still look like that today. This was done in 1938, printed 1990, but that could have been done last week.
It could have been done last week. I suppose you could find that in Philadelphia today. It's interesting. You have picked out the earliest photograph in the show. This is,
wow.
Yeah, this is one of the very first photographs that he made. It's in Philadelphia, and it's the front of an antique store with all kinds of figurines and dishes and all kinds of things in there. And it's amazing talisman for the rest of the show because throughout his career, he makes still lifes out of all those kinds of things. And interestingly enough, one of the last images that he ever makes is from a series that he called Vessels in 2 years before he died. And it is a series of photographs just of each coffee pot and urn, beautifully done in silvers and golds and the tones of photography. And it's almost as though he's saved one of those pots from this antique and brought it all the way forward into the last years of his life.
Each of us has our own ideas about photography, and Scala hopes we will see it as more than just taking pictures or a record of something.
You know, photography is such a part of our everyday life, and now, of course, you know, millions, multi-millions, hundreds of millions of photographs are made every year. And so what is it that distinguishes a photographer of vision from the rest of us?
Foresta says Penn had a consistency and control about his photography. She thinks we can benefit from seeing Penn's work, even if we don't have his gift.
He had an eye, and I think, in my mind, here's the difference, is that we all have an eye, and we all take lots of pictures. And occasionally we make a really good one. Sometimes. But it takes us a long time. Out of all the pictures we take, maybe there's one every so often that's really, really good. Penn did it every time.
Irving Penn, Beyond Beauty, is on display at the Frist Center through May 29th. FristCenter.org is the place to learn all about it, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.